Advertisers spent over $100 billion worldwide in 2000, and consumer product advertisements accounted for a little under half of that. What did they get for it? Does advertising actually work? Does it, that is, persuade customers to pay a premium price for the extra intangible value which a brand confers on a product? Some businessmen say that one cannot quantify the effect of advertising because it's meant to have an unquantifiable effect, such as improving product awareness, reinforcing brand loyalties, or increasing total consumption of a product category. However, that hasn't stopped advertising executives from trying for many years to prove to clients that advertisements have a very quantifiable effect indeed on sales. Advertising is, of course, only a part of the total marketing mix. Thinking up the product or service, naming it, deciding its price, getting it to retailers, arranging the shelf display are all important too. Advertising was very successful in American Britain during the 1950s and early 1960s. It slowed down in the early 1970s and totally collapsed in the recession of 1974-1975. With the economic recovery from 1976 through 1979 came some improvement, but higher media prices pushed up total expenditures. By 1990, that expenditure in most places had regained its real pre-1974 level. The 1990s were not good, though. Although spending on advertising grew slowly in France, Britain and Japan, only in Germany and America did it increase significantly in real terms. And that was mainly because of the 1996 Olympics, the American elections, and export drives in Japan and Germany.